My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you. Deion Sanders had himself quite a press conference. We'll get to some of the stuff from that.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Things are going well in Boulder right now. Do you believe?
Do I get rid of my Prime sweatshirt?
I think you hold on to it from the nostalgia. When he's gone in 6 months, you'd be like, remember that time, Deion coached Colorado? Remember that time in sports?
We'll get to our favorite things from the weekend here. Will Ortner is loading some of the audio. Again, Ryan Callahan will join us. I put the poll question up. Bo Nix had himself a nice debut, for the Broncos. He went 15 of 21, 125, and a tutty. If he proves to be a franchise quarterback, which fan base gets to, quote-unquote, claim him as their guy? Oregon fans or Auburn fans? And it's very early in the voting process. I'm surprised it's even at 33% Auburn fan.
Why would anybody vote Auburn here?
To piss off Duck fans.
That's a valid answer. This is a good one at the Vancouver Ford text line. Who claims Russell Wilson?
See, I think this
NC
is a
State
good
or Wisconsin. Because he wasn't a guy that left on bad terms. He wasn't a guy that was shoved out.
He was a 3 or 4 year guy at NC State?
I think he was a 3 year guy, and I believe he wanted to keep, there was something about him wanting to play baseball still or something, and the coach was like, no. I feel like I remember that being a storyline.
And I think they were kind of ready to move on from him, if I remember this correctly.
Had another guy behind him. Yeah. Like, all right. And he obviously went to the Rose Bowl with Wisconsin and I believe won the Big Ten that year.
I'm going to lean Wisconsin. I don't know if that's controversial. I don't know how people gauge these things. Is it just last team you played for, kind of? Is it most success?
I think vibes matter a great deal to me.
Vibes do matter a great deal. When you think of Russell Wilson, what helmet's on his head? College.
I think of Wisconsin.
So do I.
I think of it, but I'm also incredibly biased because my team played him in the Rose Bowl.
And I think that's a big part of this.
I had no connection with NC State Russell Wilson.
They were like 7-5 Russell Wilson, right? Like,
he was a 3-year starter at NC State.
Yes.
He started as a freshman in 2008, 17 touchdowns and 1 pick, started as a sophomore, started as a junior, and then went to Wisconsin for his senior year. That's a challenging one because of the 3-year aspect. The 3-year starter and a successful starter for NC State history, that's pretty solid. But I think people will remember the Rose Bowl and the one season he had at Wisconsin.
Really? Is there any other? We should think of other quarterbacks or players that kind of fall into this category. Like Joe Burrow is an LSU quarterback.
Yes, not even close because he never even played at Ohio State.
No, he couldn't beat out who was it? Hank? Was it Haskins?
Haskins sounds right.
Right,
right.
I think that's the guy he couldn't beat out, so he transferred.
Now this one might be a dumb one, but also different circumstances. Is Oklahoma fan claiming Caleb Williams?
Hell yeah, they are.
So do you think of Caleb Williams more as a Sooner or as a Trojan? What's more claimable there?
He started 2 seasons with USC and only 1 at Oklahoma.
Was it only? I thought it was 2 years at Oklahoma, too. Was it only 1 at Oklahoma?
Well, wasn't his fill-in?
He only had 3 years of college.
Only 3 years of college?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah, because he had the year, Lincoln's last year. He came in during the Red River. And
they raised a 40-point deficit. That was an all-time comeback
dude,
in that game.
all-time throw and catch in that game.
Yes.
That sideline touchdown.
Yes.
I still know how that guy caught that.
Didn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think both claim him there, but probably USC.
Yeah, 1 year at Oklahoma, 2 years at USC.
Well, let's get to our favorite things from the week, and we can keep this going throughout the show. Random players, because if you're just tuning in, Bo Nix, Auburn, Oregon thing, and then also like Mina Kimes giving LSU all of the Omar Spates credit just really offended
That's
me.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I couldn't have looked more like a late 30s white dad in suburban America.
Hey!
My leg was elevated on a pillow. I'm laying back. Oh, come on, that was an Oregon State player right there,
yeah,
Mina. What are you doing?
Just wait till next year. Damian Martinez is going to have one good year in Miami. We're going to be like, hey, Mario's great at developing running backs. Huh? The Hurricanes sure know how to grow them down there.
It's going to piss
Another
me
great
off.
NFL oh, prospect coming from Miami.
Wait till Cam Ward gets yes. to the Heisman ceremony. Miami's Cam Ward.
Oh, this is nonsense.
Let's start with this. I'll start. I watched this whole match. I thought this was great. The Olympics closed out. I see a lot of gold medal games happen this weekend. I'll pull this one.
Probably offside, but the flag stays down for now, and it's Swanson, and the flag still stays down. Swanson celebrates. Brazil turn with arms upraised to say, how about a VAR check? But as of now, the US lead.
That wasn't Slippy. That wasn't Slappy. That was Swanson.
Samsonite.
Mallory Swanson, go ahead. Only goal of the match in the gold medal game against Brazil. This was, I know you didn't watch it, so I'll just fill you in.
I got something to add. I got thoughts.
Really? Okay.
I got takes. I didn't watch it, though.
Brazil drastically outplayed us. We probably should have lost this. Our goalkeeper.
Unbelievable.
MVP of this. She saved like 8 shots, and I'm like, oh, no, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, and we won the gold, thankfully, because we scored a goal. It seemed very offsides to me, but I don't know enough about soccer. I'm not going to pretend.
That definitely was offsides.
I'm just glad that we won the gold.
She was clearly onsides. What are you talking about? USA, USA, USA. Don't
she
look behind
the curtain.
She was
like 4 people ahead of the Brazil player.
Sorry that we're faster than your country.
But they didn't raise the flag, and there was no VAR challenge, so we got it. Gold medal, USA women go.
I did not watch this game, but I did see the highlights of the game. One, I did also think it was an offsides. Two, I don't know the keeper's name off the top of my head. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there.
Dude.
Just from the highlight package as the best game from a soccer goalie that I have ever seen. That was, she was absolutely.
Alyssa Nair.
Yes.
She was amazing.
Like, that's the best goalie in the world. Can we get her on the men's side? She's got to be better than the one that we have because we can't win anything. She's like
Can we just have the women identify as men and then just play the men's bracket?
Go the opposite of everything, of the controversy. Is that allowable?
Counterculture war here.
We go the women playing the men. I'm a little confused by this. The saves that she was making were nuts, man. She was diving all over the place, catching everything.
Unbelievable.
That was the best game I've ever seen from a soccer goalie.
Yeah.
That's all I got on
Okay.
that. And they won the gold, which is awesome.
Do you have any favorite things from the weekend?
Oh, yes. Sorry. We're doing that. Let me refocus. I was so concentrated on the keeper. You know, I gotta refocus. My first favorite thing of the weekend, I'm going to actually go with something that we talked about in the opening segment for 2 different reasons. One, really cool for them. Two, helpful for me. That was a big series for the Mariners.
Oh, I got audio.
That was
if you
a big series.
That.
The only problem that I had with the entire weekend for them, first off, them sweeping the Mets, big for them. They're still in the race, obviously. Probably need to win the division. The Astros also had a good weekend.
Yeah, they beat the Red Sox.
They did. Help my Giants out because the Mets are ahead of us in the wild card race, so appreciate that. Tip of the cap. The only beef I have with it is that's your first Sunday night baseball game at home in, what did we
20
say?
Years.
20 years?
Yeah.
I don't like the City Connect uniforms. Of all the ones you could have chosen for spotlight game on a Sunday night in your ballpark and you're wearing the dark blue and the black.
At least it said Seattle across
it. At least it said Seattle. I just,
what would you want, the turquoise?
It's like when Oregon plays in a big game and they wear silver uniforms and you're like, why are you not wearing a school? Why are we wearing silver?
Right.
This is the biggest game of the year.
Right.
Give me a little yellow. Give me a little green.
Here is, let's give Seattle some flowers here. The big dumper stepped up big time for them.
Careful for Raleigh, who's already got one. He steps in.
Man,
Cal Raleigh, a 3-run shot, second of the night. And he jumped on another first pitch.
Would you have wanted turquoise, the old turquoise color?
Would have been cool with that.
Okay.
Would have been cool with the traditional home whites.
Yeah, the whites are nice.
Mariners got good uniforms.
They do have good uniforms.
The City Connect, not a big fan.
Okay.
I just don't think like dark blue and black go together.
Could not agree more. They should have went with the turquoise.
Okay.
Yeah.
No blue and yellow. You're not a fan, huh?
Not a fan. Right. No, not a fan. Okay. But shout out to the Big Dumper and the Yems. That was a cool weekend for them. Spotlight moment.
It's a cool moment. They don't get that moment very often.
I missed the first like four innings of the game, and I'm like, that's right, M's are on. I was watching Rams and Cowboys. How could you not? And then I flipped over, and I'm like, holy hell, it's like 9-0. Look at this. They're killing them.
My producer from the gambling show is a Mets fan, mm-hmm. and so I always have Sunday Night Baseball, or if there's Sunday Night Football, because sure. my show's at 5, I'll always have it on my cell phone just right under my camera and computer screen, and I'll be looking down, and I'm like in the chat, ha, 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 home run, Cal Raleigh, ha, 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 Big Dumper again.
Another three-run bomb.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I will do this. This is a montage I've put together via Twitter. The highlights from a great debut weekend from rookie NFL quarterbacks.
Williams play action, fakes it. Smoot doesn't buy the fake this time, and Williams connects. What a throw by Caleb Williams.
Spread it out on third down. Daniels pulls the trigger, looking for the deep ball down the sideline, and it's hauled in. Dayami Brown.
Knicks throws, touchdown. Touchdown grab for Denver, Marvin Mims Jr. on the touchdown reception.
Yeah, boy, did he get rid of that.
I think I'm going to keep. Oh, there we go.
Oh, here it is.
Let's go.
McCarthy's 45 yards to Tristan Jackson. And with Justin Jefferson cheering on the sideline, it's 2013 Raiders.
So Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy. I could have thrown Penix in there. He did a nice long bomb against Miami. He didn't get up tutty, but really good numbers.
Yeah.
Nice little rookie debut. And I think like the only disappointed fan base was probably New England because they just didn't really play Drake May.
He only got one series, if I remember correctly.
Three passes, one series.
And basically a screen pass he completed for 9 yards. That was it.
Everybody else got a franchise quarterback.
They did. McCarthy threw. I think McCarthy was the only one to throw a pick,
he
if I'm not mistaken.
He threw a pick early, and then I give him a lot of credit because I'm just not in on J.J. McCarthy. He settled down. He looked pretty decent in that game.
They all look good, and that's what you can hope for as a fan. You finally get a glimpse of these guys, and we talked about this last week of preseason football. It's incredibly overrated, but we're all jacked for football, so we all watch and we all care. You never want to take a good performance and say it means X, Y, and Z.
Sure.
But you are definitely concerned with bad performances. Like, if you come in as a rookie and you can't hack it against second and third string guys in the first preseason game, there's a bit of a red flag that goes up because if you're going to start as a rookie, guess who you're going to play?
Right.
A starting defense and not second and third string guys. And so none of them had that this weekend. And they all look good. And I watched highlights and watched most of those games. Saw a good chunk of the Bo Nix game yesterday. So I watched a ton of that. My last last favorite thing from the weekend is the triple whammy of Jason Tatum's mommy complaining that he wasn't getting enough playing time in the Olympics. Why is my son not playing? Crying to the media about that. Then forcing Steve Kerr to sub him in the first quarter. First guy off the bench. I'm like, oh, look at this gold medal game. The mommy complains. The kid gets in the game in the first quarter. What is this? Youth sports.
Kerr definitely either got guilted or
he
forced to play Jason Tatum, didn't he?
Somebody was holding him hostage behind the scenes before the game. You got to play him in the first quarter. And then the realization that once they won the gold medal, this stat came out, he did not hit a single jump shot the entire Olympics.
Not
a mid-range shot, not a bunny, nothing.
Over 16.
Not a single field goal.
And then he won a gold medal, and he went, well, I don't know what I'm going to do in 2028. We'll see. I have to reevaluate my whole situation
with this.
It's just
as butthurt as after he won the finals and everybody gave the flowers to Jaylen Brown because he was the better player. It's the same thing, man. You won a gold medal. Have the sense of humor that Tyrese Halliburton had.
Yes, lean into the Halliburton.
Yes.
And you get an A on the project. You didn't do anything. Like, amen, brother. You're going to start in 2028. Thank you for being such a good teammate.
I'm just here. I got a gold medal. I got to hang out in Paris for a month for free. Like, things could be worse.
I got to room with LeBron.
Yes, you did. I don't know if I've ever seen a story about a professional athlete's parent complaining about playing time.
Has that ever happened? He seems like such a good dude.
This is not Little League. This is the Olympics. They're going for a gold medal.
He was so coddled during this thing by Boston sports fans.
Yes,
and his mom's complaining. He's like not sure if he wants to commit to USA. I'm like, come on, man. Yes. Get out of here. There's some of our favorite things from the week, and we'll have a little bit more throughout the show. Coming up next, let's talk about that. Team USA winning gold in dramatic fashion. We'll dive in. We'll get to that next, but first, Will with a sports update.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.